that. When I was learning about painting and color specifically, I kind of didn't understand how can red be cool? Because red is naturally a warm color. When we think of red, we think of a very warm color. And just think of this concept. I try to explain this fairly simple ways. You have a red ball and you light it with one light source inside. Doesn't matter, left side or right side. Where the actual light from the light bulb hits it, where you can see the visible light on it, shining on it, that's the warm red. The shadow area is the cool red. So the ball never changes color, okay? It's still the same red ball. I mean, it's one solid red ball. It's just in the areas where there is no light directly hitting it. I'm talking about direct light. That's meaning the shadow areas is where you're gonna have a cool red. So basically, the DNA of the ball is red. In the shadow, the DNA cannot change. It still has to have qualities of red in there, but obviously we would start adding a little bit of blue, which cools it off. We can put a little bit of black in there that kind of mutes it down too. A little bit of raw sienna, kind of start muting it off, cooling it off in relationship to the area that's in full light. So it's all relative in the sense of how cool you're gonna make something because it has to be next to something that's warm. And in essence, actually, we put a fair amount of white into areas we want to make lighter and appear lighter and warmer. We still use white, but in the shadow areas is where you can possibly use a little bit more white, but you got to really be careful because it's going to also lighten the value. So it's this battle that we have that we need to keep it dark enough, but cool enough. So again, think of the red ball. And when somebody says it's a cool green or a cool red or a cool this or that, cool blue for that matter. And naturally, blue is a cool color. But again, you can have a blue ball, and one side of it is direct light, the other side is in shadow, and it has to be cooler in relationship to the warm side, to the side that's getting lit. So again, I hope this makes sense. I know some seems like a basic thing, but I think a lot of people struggle with this of how you make, let's say, a cool red. Basically, it's just muting it off. Obviously, blue is one of the most first things that comes into mind, but you can put some of these other colors in there. You can put a tint of white in there, but just be careful with that white because it's gonna lighten up the value of the color also. If you like this episode, make sure you come on over to my blog. I have free videos there for you. A lot of them are highly educational, and I also have written content that I know you will enjoy. Also, come over to Facebook and you can send me a message through Messenger anytime.